Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first quarter 2016 conference call hosted by Sebastián Moraga. My name is Matthew, and I'm your operator today. During the presentation, your lines will remain on listen only. If you require assistance at any time, please key star zero on your telephone, and a coordinator will be happy to assist you. I advise all parties, this conference is being recorded. Now, I'd like to hand over to Sebastián. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, hello, everyone, and welcome to Colbún's first quarter 2016 conference call. My name is Sebastián Moraga. I am the CFO of the company, and joining me today is Miguel Alarcón, our Head of Investor Relations, and Verónica Pubill, also member of the investor team. I hope that you have received our first quarter press release and our results review presentation that we have prepared to complement the analysis of our figures. Otherwise, you can download them in the investor section of our website. Agenda for today on slide two is as follows. We will begin talking about the relevant highlights of the quarter, recent events, then analyze in detail last quarter results. It is worth mentioning that for the analysis, Fenix operations are consolidated. After that, we will give you an update on growth opportunities. Following the presentation, there will be time to participate in a Q&A session, and questions will be accepted in either English or Spanish. Now, please go to slide number three to review some highlights of this quarter. First, revenues for the first quarter totaled $363 million, up by 14% compared to the first quarter of last year, mainly explained by higher sales to free customers and the consolidation of Fenix Power's revenue, both partially compensated with lower spot market energy sales. Second, the first quarter posted an EBITDA of $170 million, 83% higher than the EBITDA of $93 million posted in the same quarter of last year. The increase is explained by a higher hydro output as a result of increasing water inflows and higher natural gas generation at a competitive cost. In addition, the quarter presented the contribution of EBITDA from the consolidation of Fenix Power of $16.7 million. Third, hydro generation in Chile during the first quarter of this year was 17% higher than in last year, which favorably impacts the efficient generation mix. Fourth, the company was able to meet 100% of its commercial commitments with baseload capacity, hydro, coal, and natural gas at competitive price. Both quarters under review show an appropriate commercial policy in terms of balance between contractual commitments and efficient generation output. Net income of $72 million registered, which positively compares with the $7 million profit of the last quarter. Increase is mainly explained by a higher EBITDA. Finally, financial investments reached almost $1.1 billion at the end of this quarter, while net debt increased 10% to $1.2 billion, mainly due to the incorporation of the financial debt from Fenix Power, compensated by higher cash and cash equivalents on the first quarter. Now, please go to slide five to review some recent events. First, on February 2016, Colbún refinanced the bank debt Fenix Power held at the time of the acquisition for a total amount of $365 million at very competitive conditions. It is worth mentioning that this debt has no recourse to Colbún. Second, in the context of the open season process in which GNL Quintero tendered part of our regasification capacity associated with the expansion of the gas terminal located at Quintero, Colbún obtained a reserve capacity, which was confirmed on December 15. The involvement of the company within the process is part of its long-term strategy of leveraging its natural gas facilities and contribute to provide competitive, secure, and sustainable energy. Currently, the company is in advanced stage of the tender process for the supply of that gas. Finally, on April the 29th, Colbún announced the purchase of part of SunEdison's assets in Chile. Now I will turn to Verónica, who will speak about the main drivers of last quarter's results and operations.
Thank you, Sebastián, and hello to everyone. Please move to slide seven. For a review of the main final figures of this quarter, starting with physical sales and generation balance analysis in Chile, I would like to start by saying that on a quarterly basis, power generation had high hydroelectric participation, natural gas, and coal, defaulting in 100% of total commitments met with own generation, partially offset by lower energy demand from regulated customers and higher sales to the spot market. Total generation increased 1% and hydroelectric generation was up by 17%. Energy sales volume to customers under power purchase agreements during this quarter reached 2,757 GWh, in line with same period of the previous year. Colbún recorded net sales in the spot market of 403 GWh, compared with net sales in last quarter, in first quarter 2015, of 327 GWh. Although sales increased year over year, the average marginal cost during 2016 increased 55%. The power generation breakdown in this quarter was characterized by an important hydroelectric participation of 40%, natural gas of 38%, and coal of 22%, which severely impacts the efficient generation mix. Meanwhile, and given the system conditions, diesel generation decreased 97% compared with first quarter 2015. In summary, the generation mix of the year allowed 100% of the company's commercial commitments to be supplied with efficient energy, like electricity, coal, and natural gas. Now, please continue to slide 8 to analyze Chile's EBITDA for 2016 first quarter. First, revenues for this quarter totaled $307 million, down by 3% compared to the same period last year, mainly explained by lower spot market sales, compensated in part by higher sales to free customers. Then, raw materials and consumables used totaled $132 million, a 36% decrease compared to first quarter 2015, mainly explained by lower fuel prices in the international market and minor diesel consumption. With all, EBITDA for this quarter increased 65% and EBITDA margin improved, reaching 50%, which positively compares to 29% of the quarter last year. Now please continue to slide 9 for a review of the main financial figures of Fenix Power, starting with a physical sales and generation balance analysis. The following analysis involves previous periods to the acquisition of Fenix in order to provide a more comprehensive overview of the power plant's operations. Physical withdrawals from customers under contract increased by 12% when comparing first quarter 2016 to first quarter 2015. Additionally, Fenix recorded net spot market purchases of 117 GWh in this first quarter, compared with net sales of 351 GWh in first quarter 2015. In turn, average marginal cost measured at the same during this quarter was lower, reaching $12 per megawatt hour. This is mainly explained by a higher efficient supply on the system, even though power demand in same increased. Thermal gas power generation in first quarter 2016 reached 663 GWh, 37% lower when compared to first quarter 2015. Mainly explained by economic dispatch and less gas availability. During 2016 first quarter, 88% of the company's commercial commitments were met with own generation. Now, please continue to slide 10 to analyze Peru's EBITDA for the period. First, revenues from ordinary activities for the quarter reached $55.6 million, up by 12% compared to 2015. First quarter mainly stemming from clients under contract and higher income from transmission tolls. Then, raw materials used totaled $32.8 million, mainly explained by higher purchases in the spot market and transmission tolls costs. With all, EBITDA for this quarter reached $16.7 million, with an EBITDA margin of 30%. Now, let's move to slide number 11, for the consolidated non-operating income and net income analysis. Non-operating income of 2016 first quarter recorded losses of $20.8 million, in line with the losses of $20.2 million in 2016 first quarter, which is mainly explained by higher financial income and favorable exchange rate difference. The company recorded in first quarter 2016 a profit of $76 million, an increase when compared to $7 million in first quarter 2015, mainly explained by higher EBITDA and given a better generation mix. EBITDA margin reached 47% when compared with 29% figures in first quarter 15. Now, continue with this conference call. Please go to slide number 13, where Miguel will give you an update on the status of our growth options. Miguel.
Thank you, Veronica. As we have mentioned before, we continue searching for growth opportunities in Chile and other countries in the region, such as Colombia and Peru, in order to maintain a leading position in the power generation business and diversify our sources of income. Remember that in December, in the internationalization and expansion framework over new Latin American markets, Colbún, together with two other firms, acquired Phoenix Power Peru. This company has a thermoelectric combined cycle unit of 570 megawatts of installed capacity in Chilca, 64 kilometers south of Lima. According to a partnership agreement, Colbún participates with a 51% of the property, acting as controlling and operating partner. Now, in terms of our local projects, on slide number 14, we announced in December of 2014 the construction of La Mina project. The construction and commissioning of the project is expected to last around 26 months, therefore starting commercial operations in early 2017. At the end of this quarter, the project had a 63% of progress. Estimated capex is approximately $130 million. La Mina qualifies as a non-commercial mini hydro power plant, which contributes to Colbún's obligation to comply with Law 2025 renewable requirements. During the first quarter of the year, some progresses were made. The beginning of setting up concrete at the powerhouse, the diffusers were mounted, and the concrete at the mobile barrier was completed. Also, the Loma Alta transmission line started construction in November of last year, and progress at the end of last year was 35%, according to plan. Regarding the San Pedro Hydroelectric Project, in June of last year, the environmental impact assessment for the changes to the project was submitted, being initially accepted into process by the Environmental Assessment Service of Los Rios region. However, in August of last year, the authority decided to early terminate the process due to lack of relevant and essential information. The decision was then confirmed after the company filed an administrative appeal with new information. Notwithstanding the foregoing, the company is analyzing the observations from all public services in order to collect and prepare a timely response with technically founded information required by the authority. In parallel, we continue with a broad explicative and qualifying meeting process with municipalities, communities, neighborhood, regional authorities, and indigenous communities, among other stakeholders, in order to timely re-enter this project. Now, regarding our coal-fired Santa Maria II thermoelectric project of 350 megawatts of installed capacity, the company is analyzing the social, economic, and commercial dimensions of the project to timely start its development. With this, we conclude our first quarter of this year results review. Thank you for listening, and now we're open to answer your questions.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. If you'd like to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. If you then decide to withdraw your question, simply key star two. All questions will be answered in the order received, and you'll be advised when to ask your question. All other lines will remain on listen only. I just remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone. And we have a question now. It comes from Pablo Lopez. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for the presentation and congratulations on the results. And my question is about the transaction with San Edison. Can you provide more info about it?
Paulo, hi, this is Miguel. As you know, on April, we signed the agreement with Tenerife to buy a part of the of that assets in the country. The transaction had three parts. First of all, it involved the acquisition of two photovoltaic solar energy projects, Parque Solar Olmué and Parque Santa Sofia, that are in the SIC and in development stage. In second place, it also involved the cession of long-term energy supply contracts with the regulated clients for approximately 350 gigawatts annually at an average price of $85 per megawatt hour for 15 years, starting January of next year. And finally, we also signed a long-term supply contract for approximately 200 gigawatts hour for 15 years.
Okay, but in terms of timing of the transaction and the amount involved, can you give us some information about that?
Sure. In terms of timing, this transaction should be executed and completed in the upcoming month. In terms of specific amounts, unfortunately, we cannot comment further details since we're subject to an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please key star, then one on your telephone. We have a question from the line of David Gallant. Please go ahead.
Hi. First of all, congratulations on the results. I have two questions. The first one, during the second quarter, do you expect gas costs to remain at the low levels that we just saw, or given the rebound in oil prices and the higher spot price in the SIC, gas costs should increase? And also, in your gas purchasing contracts, does the indexation clause have any kind of lag? And regarding my second question is, the pricing in the regulated segment, we saw that the average revenue per megawatt hour increased $9 quarter on quarter, more or less. Was there any effect on the increase? And if there was, could you tell us the magnitude? Thank you.
Hi, David. This is Sebastian. Regarding the gas costs, we usually don't do any future projection of prices. It obviously will depend on the evolution of international commodity prices. But so, depending on that, we will see how they evolve. And regarding your second question, there were no non-recurrent factors in terms of pricing structure.
Could you tell us a bit more of color regarding these non-recurring effects?
There were no non-recurring effects.
Okay. Sorry, I misunderstood. Thank you. So if I can just have two quick follow-up questions. Regarding the distribution contracts you've acquired from SunEdison, are they all in hourly blocks? And finally, last one, is there any update regarding the LNG regasification terminal?
Sorry, could you repeat the last question of LNG? I was able to get that.
I was just asking if there is any update regarding the Quintero LNG regasification terminal.
Okay. For the LNG, we have no updates at this time. In terms of SunEdison, yes, it's the hourly the block is obviously a non-conventional renewable block.
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for your question. Your next question comes from the line of Marilo Riccini. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. This is Murilo from GBM. Thanks for the call, but I think my question was made by David. Yeah, I would like to know about the regasification capacity of the GNL Quintero and some forecasts for about the gas costs.
Hi, Murilo. This is Miguel. So, as you know, the regasification capacity should begin in 2020 for 20 years for an amount equivalent to one combined cycle, approximately 2.5 terawatt hours per year. In terms of expected costs, we cannot disclose anything relevant to the market at this moment.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you for your question. Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please key star then one on your telephone. You have no more questions.
Okay. So thank you for attending this first quarter conference call, and we hope to see you once we publish second quarter results. And thank you very much, and have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes your conference call for today. You may now disconnect. Thank you very much indeed for joining.